One of the Sudbury Wolves players who was suspended for online comments directed at a Barry Colts defenseman has had his suspension reduced by the Ontario Hockey League, which also upheld the ban handed down to his teammate. On Tuesday afternoon, the OHL announced the results of its appeal process regarding suspensions previously meted out to Sudbury players Nathan Villeneuve and Evan Cognon in connection to their roles in violating the league's social media policy. In a news release, Tim Lukenda, chairman of the OHL Board of Governors and a member of the league's appeal panel, announced that suspensions to both players have been modified. Villeneuve's 15-game suspension was upheld, with 9 regular season games to be served in the 2023-24 season and the remaining 6 to be served to begin the 2024-25 regular season. He is eligible to return for Game 1 of the 2024 OHL playoffs, however. Cognon's 10-game suspension was reduced 6 games. He's eligible to return for regular season action on Friday, March 22. In its decision, the league's appeal panel also voted unanimously to affirm the commissioner's previous findings that the policy had been violated. In accordance with the OHL constitution and enforcement process, the league says this decision is final and conclusive with no further right of appeal or review. The league had initially handed down the suspensions March 6 following an investigation into an alleged bounty being placed on a Barry Colts defenseman. The league had said it became aware of concerning allegations regarding inappropriate game-related comments shared on a Wolves group chat following a game between Sudbury and Barry on January 18. The league did not provide any specifics about the comments that were made. The OHL says its investigation revealed the player's conduct was detrimental to the welfare of the league, one that would greatly compromise player safety and the overall integrity of the game. In a January 18 game between the Colts and the Wolves, Barry defenseman Kayshawn Aitchison hit Villeneuve with a hard body check at Sadlin Arena. Although there was no penalty called on the play, the check didn't sit well with Wolves defenseman Nolan Collins, who fought Aitchison later in the same game. The hit was hard but clean and, after review, was not deemed worthy of a penalty, Barry Today columnist Peter Robinson wrote after the allegation surfaced. 3 days later, when the two teams met again, Barry didn't dress Aitchison, according to the game sheet. Sudbury won that game, 6-3. Robinson wrote the Colts caught wind of the potentially dicey situation ahead of the return engagement and sat their second-year blue liner to eliminate any possibility of retribution. The teams played again at Sudbury Community Arena on Feb. 28, with Barry winning 7-3. Aitchison didn't play in that game, either. Barry and Sudbury will meet again on Saturday, March 16 at Sadlin Arena, followed by another game in Sudbury on Friday, March 22 in what will be the penultimate game of the regular season schedule.